May the Lord help us to commence with hymn number 32. Whatever prompts the soul to pride or gives us room to boast, except in Jesus crucified, is not the Holy Ghost. Hymn number 32.
Let us read together from God's holy word. Two portions of scripture this morning. The first, the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 1. We'll begin reading at verse 26 to the end of verse 56. Luke chapter 1, beginning at verse 26. And in the sixth month the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favoured, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. When she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. The angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favour with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob for ever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? The angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste, into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias, and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Saviour, for he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For, behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He hath showed strength with his arm. He hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats, and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He hath holpen his servant Israel, in remembrance of his mercy, as he spake to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed for ever. And Mary abode with her about 3 months, and returned to her own house. And now chapter 2. Luke chapter 2, and we'll read from the beginning to the end of verse 16. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. May God bless that reading of his holy word and help us in prayer. Most merciful, gracious, almighty Lord God in heaven, Thou hast favoured us once more to gather in thy earthly courts on thy day. And we do thank thee, gracious God, for this great privilege to gather around thy word in thy house, with this opportunity to worship thee. But, O Lord, we need more, for we are poor, sinful creatures. And though we might have the desire in our hearts to worship thee, we cannot worship thee in spirit and in truth unless thou dost come and aid us, help us, draw us unto thee. Oh, that our hearts may be drawn out to thee in love this day, that our lips
may show forth thy praise, that we may sing thy praises from our hearts, that we may truly worship thee for all thou hast done. Oh, and may in our worship this day, may one and another be enabled to call upon thy name for those things that they feel to need. As led by thy Spirit, Lord, we do pray that hearts may be touched and lips and tongues loosened, and that there may be that calling upon thee in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Oh, we do pray then for each who gather here, that thou wilt help us this day. Lord, we're conscious of our state and condition. Oh, Lord, do show us what we are before thee, that that spirit of pride may be kept from us. We may not be puffed up in thy sight, but may it be like the hymn writer. Our spirit says, Jehovah God, eternal Lord Most High, permit a worm to bow before thy throne. Then do permit a group of poor worms of this earth, sinners, Lord, this day in Swavesey Chapel to bow before thy throne. Oh, that we may find acceptance as we approach, not in our own merits, but in the merits of thy beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. That we may come in that right boldness unto the throne of grace. That we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. That we may find acceptance in the Beloved. That we may approach that mercy seat. Oh, what a mercy that that way is now marked out with blood into the holiest of holies. Oh, that precious blood of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ marking out the way that sinners may draw nigh. Oh, Lord, we do pray that as we approach, that thou wilt reach out that golden sceptre, that we may touch the tip and find acceptance, and there make our requests known, and pour out our spirits before thee, that there may be true repentance in our hearts, that we may confess our sins. Oh, for he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, but give us that true spirit of confession, we pray. Oh, we're needful of many things. How needful we are of thy Holy Spirit to come and orchestrate all things for us in our hearts, in the mouth of this poor sinner in the pulpit, in the ears of the hearers. Oh, that there may be a flowing together to the goodness of the Lord. Oh, that thy Spirit may be in our midst, and our worship ascend to heaven as that sweet smelling savour. May it be perfumed with the merits of the Lord Jesus Christ, that finished work. We do thank thee that we have a great and glorious high priest sat at the Father's right hand, making intercession for us. Oh, Lord, what mercies flow, what love flows to guilty, wretched sinners. Oh, would you pray that thou be with us then this day, And may this be one of thy appointments. May there be the evidences that thou hast been in thy house this day. May we leave this day different to how we came. O Lord, bless thine own word, we pray. O press thine image upon our hearts. Lord, we do pray that maybe that breath of life, breathe. Come, O breath, and breathe into these dry bones. Come from the four corners and breathe into these dry bones that they may live. O Lord, then breathe upon us. How we need that breath of life. Oh, to warm our hearts, to fan it to a flame, to quicken us, making us alive. Oh, that right zeal might flow from our hearts, that the love of Christ may be overflowing. Oh, we do pray then that thou wouldst come and speak a word into our hearts. But may there be those souls here this day seeking a word, coming with an expectation, a longing, a desire. May there be those with the desire, sir, we would see Jesus. May they tell it unto thee, that thou would reveal thyself to us by faith this morning. May we be found looking unto Jesus. Oh Lord, keep us from leaning on the arm of flesh. Lord, may we not be satisfied with a lukewarm heart. Oh, but stir us up. Oh, that we may be stirred out of a slumbering spirit, and that thou wouldst work in each heart. Convince us of our sins, then lead to Jesus' blood. Oh, that we may be led to Calvary by faith. Oh, and there to see a crucified Saviour. Oh, may we be given the eye of faith. Oh, Lord, we do pray that there may be those good things done in thy dear name this morning, that there may be that blessing, even life forevermore, granted to one and another, even this day, in the wicked day in which we live. Lord, we thank thee as we hear of thy tokens, that thou art working amongst thy people here and there. But Lord, may it be here this morning. Oh Lord, may our hearts be opened, our hearts be touched. May thy word enter in. May eternal things be done. Something done in the name of the Holy Child Jesus. Something that remains, endures for eternity. Lord, do be with each then. Thou knowest the cases and concerns of each. Each heart knows its own bitterness. Lord, do comfort those that need it. Do strengthen those that are weak. Bind up broken hearts. Lord, work in each heart. Sanctify and use our lives, our pathways for our real eternal good. Keep us from passing through things unmoved, untouched. But, O Lord, may we prove to be amongst thy dear children who know a father's chastening hand, but know a father's almighty love. Oh, the love of the Father, the love of God which passeth all understanding. Oh, may we be touched with love divine. We do pray that thou be with any who are unwell, those unable to be here. we would remember them and pray that thou would be with them where they are. Thy word is not bound. Thou art not bound, Lord, by anything here below. Thou canst do, Lord, whatever thou wants, whatever is according to thy will. Then may those with seeming impossible cases hear that word, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Nothing is impossible. Lord, we do pray that we may be led to pray for those things according to thy will, and grant us answers of peace. We would remember the young and pray that thou be with the children and the babes and the parents with young children and parents with children bringing them up in this evil world, that thou keep the children from the evil, that thou set their affections on things above, that thou put thy fear in their hearts. Oh, and we do pray that thou keep their consciences tender before thee, and call on by grace while they're young in life, if it could please thee, and keep them from a misspent youth. May they ever be found in thy house. Oh Lord, we do pray that thou be with them and give parents all needed wisdom. Oh, how often we feel to lack wisdom. Oh, but thou wilt supply our every need, Lord, if we ask. Then may we be found asking for wisdom. And we do pray that thou be with grandparents. They may be praying for their children and grandchildren, that we may bear one another up in prayer before thee. Oh Lord, that we may not be taken up with this world, not too busy to turn aside and pray unto thee. Oh Lord, we do pray that thou would put a real true spirit of prayer in each, that there may be those pillars in the church and congregation here, pillars in thy church, those mothers in Israel, those bearing up the Lord's people in prayer, the Aarons and hers, praying for the Lord's servants. Oh, we do pray that thou would grant us thy spirit, that we may be more like thee. Oh, that the faith would be given, Lord, and more grace, and that spirit of humility and submission. Oh, that we may be a right influence to those around us. Oh, that we may be as lights shining in a dark world. We may not bring reproach on thy name. Lord, we do pray that thou keep us. Keep us each from falling. Hold us fast. Keep us near thee. May we be found as that one who, coming up from the wilderness, is leaning on her beloved. O Lord, do keep us leaning on thee. May we tell thee all our sad complaints. May we not be voicing them to a fellow man, but may we pour out into thy breast those things that concern and trouble, those fears, those doubts. Oh, may we tell it unto thee, and hear thy voice, feel thy loving arms. Oh, do carry us, bear us up. May one and another know those everlasting arms, carrying them safely through. Then do be with us. We know not the state and condition of each soul, but thou knowest. May thy word be suited to each case. Oh, may those arrows go forth as directed by thee. And may thy word be blessed. Bless us in our souls. Pardon our every sin. Wash us in that fountain opened for sin and for uncleanness. Make us right. Make us ready. Leave none out, we pray. Pass none by. O Lord, we are on the brink of a never-ending eternity. How stands the case, my soul, with thee? For heaven are thy credentials clear. Then confirm us in our evidences. Say to my soul again, I am thy salvation. Oh, lead us to Christ, our only rest. Oh, that we may be found hiding in the cleft of thy side. Dear Lord Jesus, then come this day. Come now, we pray. Help us, be with us. We're wholly dependent upon thee for everything. Then, Lord, do pardon all that we ask amiss. Pardon our every sin, as we pray for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
In 1074, when, gracious Lord, when shall it be that I shall find my all in thee, the fullness of thy promise prove, the seal of thy eternal love? Hymn 1074.
Thank you.
turn with me to the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 9. With the Lord's help this morning, I'll speak to you from the opening part of verse 6. Isaiah chapter 9, the opening part of verse 6. For unto us a child is born. Book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 9, the opening part of verse 6. For unto us a child is born. The whole verse reads, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. But this morning, just the opening part, for unto us a child is born. We have lots of preparation going on at this time of year. The world is preparing for this Christmas season. We look around at the world around us and it's been going on for even the last month, hasn't it? All this busyness and it's a busy time of year. And you know, the Lord's people can be caught up with it, you know. And there are things to prepare for. But in all this busyness, we can get carried along with it, can't we? And you know, you can even feel overwrought by it. You can even feel fed up with it. And it becomes a time of year that it's a time of hard work and it's a big mountain to some. But beloved friends, may we be led this day, this month, at this time of year, may we be led to look beyond it, look through all of these busy things and come right to where we should be, and that is at the manger in Bethlehem. And may we, by faith, one and another of us, may each one of us be led by faith to look into that manger and see that dear babe. Leave the rest of these things. Be able to shut them out for a time. So you'll excuse me for entering into this subject. You may say, well, it's the beginning of December and we've a few more Sundays to go yet. But you know, the world's preparing. Then are we not to prepare ourselves? Wonderful time of year, this. Oh, it's a wonderful mercy that in all the evil of this world, in the wicked day in which we live, yet there's still this time in our country where we set apart this time of the year. Now the world do it and the Lord's people do it. But may this be a true Christmas to us. May Christ be first, and Christ be last, and Christ be all in all. May we look past all the things that surround, and may the Lord lead us to Bethlehem, right where the Lord lay, and see this great thing that was done. For we have eternity past, and we have eternity to come. And you know, in between the two, we have 33 years that have never seen anything like it, and never will ever happen again. In the middle, there's 33 years where God dwelt among men
as human flesh, human soul. The Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. Oh, friends, may we not lose sight of this, that these 33 years of the Lord Jesus Christ living upon earth and see the glory of it. Never before anything like it, never to come since, never a period of time like it. We have in John the Lord Jesus himself speaking to his disciples, and he says this: I came forth from the Father and am come into the world. Oh, what a statement. I came forth from my Father into the world, the beginning of that blessed time. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. Oh, then doesn't that sum it all up this morning? He came forth from the Father into this world. Why? Why was it that he entered into this world? Oh, there was a people. There is a people. Loved with an everlasting love, who lay on his breast in eternity past, before the foundation of the world. They lay on his breast, in his mind, in his breast, dwelling with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Word and the Father and the Holy Spirit. And they were loved and are loved with an everlasting love. And they were safe and secure there. And they're safe and secure now. And they're safe and secure and ever will be for eternity. Oh, but in that mystery, the mystery of creation, the mystery surrounding the fall of angels, Satan being the chiefest, the mystery of it, they're born dead in trespasses in sins. An enemy's done it. They're his bride. He loves her dearly, but an enemy's come in. And they've been stolen from him. Oh, she sold herself to him. She's in love with his enemy. She has no eyes for him. She's so far fallen, she has no recollection of ever seeing a beauty in him. She has no beauty. He has no beauty that she should desire him. She's so far fallen. She's head over heels in love with the enemy. She only hears the enemy's voice. She follows him. She sold herself to him. And is he to be robbed of his bride? There's a marriage. There's a marriage. He's to bring his bride into the Father's house. There's a marriage supper. What marriage supper could there be without a bride? Is the bridegroom going to be robbed of his bride by his enemy? Is he going to deal with her according to her treachery of her heart? There she is in love with the enemy. Is he going to leave her there? Oh, this superabounding love. Oh, that glorious plan. Father, the Word of God and the Holy Spirit, oh, and that plan of salvation. It's a perfect plan. It's a plan of beauty and perfection. And it's a plan that's orchestrated in such a beautiful way. Oh, it's a perfect plan that the Father should send his Son. The Word should leave heaven and be born in Bethlehem. Oh, that the Son of God may come and take up a human body. What a stoop! and all for fallen mankind. What of the angels that fell? What are the angels that fell? What is man that this love, this plan of salvation should be for them and not angels? Why is it that angels are cast off? Those who have fallen are cast off to everlasting destruction. Why is it that the plan of salvation does not extend to them? Why to mankind? Oh, beloved friends, may we see this great, great love that flows from the Blessed Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Oh, this work of salvation, for unto us a child is born. Oh, Isaiah speaking in a time of great distress. Israel, this treacherous bride, wallowing in sin, forsaking the covenant, despising that covenant that the Lord made with them, trampling over the word of God. And us, as Gentiles, further off, having not been heirs to that great promise, yet, oh, this great, great covenant, that covenant of grace, it's an everlasting covenant, it's a beautiful covenant. Oh, and we see the outworkings of it in those chapters we read, that in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God on that errand to speak to Mary and tell her of this wondrous thing that was to come to pass. Oh, this beginning of the plan of salvation. You see, the Word is to be made flesh. It behoved him to be made like unto his brethren. Oh, he's to come as a real man. Their lives are wretched and ruined and lost. And the Lord knows that they've no strength to help themselves. He knows they've got no ability to save themselves. He sees them. In eternity past, he saw them ruined in the fall. And there, the plan is, that the Word is made flesh. That the Son of God takes upon him the form of a servant, humbles himself. You know, friends, if the Lord leads you to Bethlehem this Christmas time, and enables you by his grace to look into that manger, you will never see a better example. There's no greater example of the word humility than if you by faith see that dear babe lying in a manger. You see, the shepherds were told to expect it. They were looking for the promised Messiah. And unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. But don't go looking in the highest palace. Don't go and find the best inn, the best house in the town. Where will you find it? In the manger. In the manger. Oh, there won't be disappointment, beloved friends, if the Lord leads you to Bethlehem, to the meanest and lowest place there. And there, they've lodged him in the stable with the animals, in the manger. Oh, no disappointment. Oh, one glimpse of that dear babe lying in the manger. For unto us a child is born. A child, none other than the Son of God. Oh, this, we see a helpless babe lying in a manger. Yet, as the hymn writer says, his shoulders held up heaven and earth when Mary held up him. Oh, the incarnate Son of God. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And it pleased him to make him humbled in that manger. Oh, this beginning of 33 years. Oh, what a beginning. A beginning of humility. Oh, he came right where his people were, and lower, and lower. The Word made flesh, leaving heaven, leaving the glories of heaven, coming to earth, living that life that they couldn't live. Oh, but he lived it as a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Oh, and he was despised and he was rejected of men. Oh, but his dear people, oh, when the Spirit reveals this dear man to them, oh, they don't despise him. Oh, when their eyes are opened, when that bride who once despised him, once rejected him, once head over heels in love with his enemy, once her eyes are opened, when she sees him, before her eyes are opened, she sees no beauty in him that she should desire him, but he's not satisfied until she's in glory with him. He won't be robbed. He won't be robbed of his bride. And he goes right where she is, right into her heart, and speaks the word. Oh, and my sheep hear my voice. For unto us a child is born. Oh, are we amongst this us? Child has been born thousands of years ago in Bethlehem. Was it for us? Do we have a part in it? Do we have anything to celebrate this Christmas? What are we celebrating? Is it a day off work? A day off school? Are we celebrating the money we've made at this festive time? Is that all it is to us? Or is it we celebrate, we give thanks, we truly rejoice, we worship, for unto us a child is born, and without him we'll be lost forever. Without this birth at Bethlehem, there is no hope. Without this birth at Bethlehem, without this dear babe lying in a manger, we're lost, we're ruined, we're undone, we've no hope in the world, we've no hope for eternity. Oh, beloved friends, may it be unto each one of you a child is born, and me, for all of us, for unto us, a child is born. May it be personally, savingly. May we have that personal interest. Oh, you say, well, I don't know. Oh, may you be led to call upon him. Lord, show me an interest. Give me a heart that desires. Lord, lead me to Bethlehem. Show me a need of this dear babe. You see, as this dear babe was born at Bethlehem, he began a work. You see, but he was just a babe in the manger. What did he begin working? He began weaving a robe of righteousness. He began putting together those threads of that glorious robe of righteousness that you and I must have, unless without it we'll be lost. Without that glorious robe, oh, without that sin-atoning death, the precious blood of Christ, we'll be lost. We need that robe, that glorious part of salvation, that we may be able to stand before a holy God without shame. Oh, without shame. And those threads were woven, and it began at Bethlehem, the threads of humility, that dear babe lying in a manger. Oh, he thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. He didn't despise his low estate. You know, friends, he left the glories of heaven, countless numbers of angels worshipping, praising him, and there, born in that manger. Oh, you see, it's romanticised, isn't it, at this time of year? The world portrays such a scene, doesn't it, in that stable? But friends, it's a stable. It's a stable. It's for animals, not for humans. You wouldn't send anyone to give birth into a stable now, would we? Look at the wonderful facilities we have, the wonderful hospitals, the Son of God, the Father looking down, the angels. Oh, they came and heralded his birth. Oh, they worshipped. They stood amazed. Amazed at the Word of God, the Son of God should come, and there in that manger at Bethlehem, that there the Word is made flesh. He whom they've been worshipping and adoring in heaven, lying as a helpless babe. Oh, the humility. Oh, and are we in any way like him? His people, those of you who know and love him and fear him, are you anything like him? We sang of a pride in our first hymn. Where was his pride? Wasn't too proud, was he? Came and dwelt among men. Never a stoop like it. Never a stoop like it. You know, you get some politicians who go and live homeless for a few days. You might have a king in olden times who went and lived as a beggar, but they don't endure it long. It's all a stunt. It's all a front. But this dear man, oh, he left heaven, left the glories of heaven, and dwelt as a man. What a stoop. Never a stoop like it. And he did it willingly. For his people. For unto us a child is born. Because she needs it. Oh, she needs to be found in heaven. His bride must be with him. He won't be robbed of her. And she's filthy. She's wretched. She doesn't look like his bride. She doesn't act like his bride. She doesn't speak like his bride. And without this great stoop, without this life and his death, she will be left out. She won't be found in heaven. Oh, and he loves her with a love that we cannot comprehend. May the Lord permit you to look into that manger this morning. There you'll see a little taste of that love. That superabounding love. We cannot comprehend it. But in love to his Father and in love to that dear group of sinners, that the Lord willingly took upon him the form of a servant. Oh, knowing what it would cost. The beginning of his life, a miserable one, in a manger, even rejected in the womb, wasn't allowed to enter even an inn to be born, rejected even from birth, and the beginnings of this life. Oh, his dear bride, she's in such need. She's so far off. She's so lost. She doesn't know it herself, and he goes right where she is. It behoved him to be made like unto his brethren. Ah, that he may do all that she needs. She's in such need, and he knows it. He knows it. And he's supplied her every need. He sees all the filth of her soul, all her shortcomings, all her failings, all her treachery, and he knows all her case, and he supplies her every need. My every need he richly will supply. And he goes into her heart, and he opens her eyes, and he whispers a word into her soul. Ah, oh, fear not, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. She says, what? Me? I'm in all this filthy condition? It melts her heart. She says, but I sold myself to the enemy. Oh, who's to pay that mighty debt? I've sold myself to him. Look at me. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I've paid the price. Oh, in that laying down of his life, in that garden, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. That's why you've heard my voice. For my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Oh, I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. That's why I'm here. And that's why I came to Bethlehem. That's why I took upon me the form of a servant. That's why I humbled myself, for I love thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee, and I'm drawing you out of this wilderness. Who is this one that cometh up from the wilderness, leaning on her beloved? Who is she? The bride of Christ. She wouldn't lean on him by nature. Are you leaning on him this morning? Have you ever leant on him? Has the Lord taken a proper way in your life? Has he brought you to lean on him once? Just the once. Friends, there's none in hell who have ever been brought to lean on him. None. You know, Judas, he didn't lean on Christ. Oh, make no mistake. But the Lord's people, you see, he comes right where they are. They've got to come out of the wilderness. And he knows they can't except they're leaning on him. He knows she can't save herself. She can't choose him. She can't hear his voice without him opening her ears. Oh, and he knows it. And he'll have them all his dear ones, the bride, many members, one bride, one church, he'll have them all. Not one will be missing. The bride will not be incomplete at that great day. She'll be complete, not a member left behind. And she'll come from the wilderness, and she'll be leaning on him. And when she thinks she's strong enough to not lean on him, he'll make her lean. He will. Then as he touched your heart, have you had to lean on him? Are you leaning on this dear babe this morning? For unto us a child is born. He's born to be leant on. He's born to save his people from their sins. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. He was born that his dear bride could lean on him. Ah, and you, and am I, leaning on him? Have you an evidence of it? Has the Lord graciously brought you to lean on him, to trust in him? You see, this bride, he's bringing her on a journey out of the wilderness. It's going one way, heavenwards, won't be derailed, won't be stopped, and she's heading to heaven. And she's in the wilderness, but she's coming up from it. And she's leaning on him. And he makes her. And you know, sometimes she doesn't like it. Sometimes she kicks against it. She'd rather lean on her own self. She'd rather lean on her own righteousness sometimes. She'd rather trust in her own wisdom and strength. But you know, he knows how treacherous she is. And he gradually and gently, the more she goes on this journey, he reveals more of herself to her. And that's why there may be some of you here this morning who feel you're not getting better, you seem to be getting worse. The Lord has opened your eyes years ago, but you haven't seemed to be getting any better. The more you go on, the more sin you see, the more treachery you see, the more your own sinful heart you see. Why is he doing it? Why is he leading you like this? You see, you've got to be kept on him. When she's leaning on him, she's got her head in his breast. Her head in his breast. And she's at her weakest point. She's speaking to him and him only. Oh, friends, and that's how he'll have us. Oh, if we're one of his, he'll make you. He'll make you. You know, sometimes we're left to walk away from him. She's still heading heavenward, but she thinks she can walk herself. The pathway seems to ease off a bit. She can't see any mountains ahead, and so she parts away from him and thinks she can manage on her own. She thinks she's strong, but so she's at her weakest, and he knows it. She's prey to his enemy. You know, when she's leaning on him, her enemy's away. He can't come near. When she drifts away, she's a prey to the enemy. She doesn't think so. She thinks she's over all that now. She can manage. But he lovingly deals with her. She won't have her spouting off all her woes into the world. He wants to hear them. And he brings her back to him. The smite of the rod. Oh, a correction, a rebuke, a chastening. A hand of love it is. It's love that moves it. And again she falls into his breast. And when she's there. And beloved friends, when you look into that manger, if the Lord lets you, permits you, draws you to look into that manger, you wouldn't be anywhere else. Oh, to see that dear babe, the bride leaning on him. Oh, she whispers into him. She tells him, and he comforts her. She falls into his arms, and he holds her up. She feels his strength. Oh, there's mountains ahead, but if she looks at him, keeps her eyes on him with a singleness of eye, she'll be safe through them. The fear will be gone. Oh, and that's... Oh, she loves it when she's there. The safety, the security. For unto us, a child is born. A child is born. Oh, beloved friends, then are you leaning this morning on this dear babe? Has the Lord brought you by faith to see a beauty? Your eyes are open to behold him. You know without this dear babe, you've nothing. You are nothing. You're all you see there. You look into that manger by faith. And though to the world it's just a babe, a helpless babe, but it's all your hope. You're the helpless one. Oh, he's the almighty one. Your hope for heaven is there. Your hope of that standing in that great day is there. And your hope of that robe of righteousness, you see it begun there in that manger as he weaves the threads of humility. Oh, and he weaves in his life as he grows and lives. He weaves a glorious robe. It contains every thread that she's short of. See, her rags are but filthy. Her profession is filthy. Her life is filthy. It's polluted with sin. It's stained and dyed with it. It's not worth anything. And if she's to present that at that great day, she won't have anything to stand with. Oh, and he knows it. And every thread that she's lacking, every thread that's stained and polluted in hers, it is beautiful and immaculate in his. And he lived it and he wove it. A spotless garment, so that at that great day, as she then sees, by faith, he takes her from the manger and leads her to the garden of Gethsemane, and then leads her to the judgment hall, and then he leads her to Calvary. There she sees, oh, the purpose, the reason, why he came forth from his Father. Oh, that 33 years ended. Oh, that triumphant death, laying down his life. As he willingly was born, so he willingly died. As he, in obedience to his Father, took up the form of a servant in the womb of Mary, so he willingly, in obedience to his Father, gave his life. Oh, this good shepherd, giving his life for his sheep, willingly laying it down. Oh, friends, there's a picture, I believe, a painting, and it's of the scene in the manger, and there you have the manger with the babe and Mary and Joseph painted. And there's a shadow. The sun's coming through the window, and the bars on the window are silhouetting the cross onto the manger. Well, there wasn't there? The shadow of the cross at the birth in Bethlehem, as those wise men brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh. This dear babe was born to die. Oh, that he was born to take away the sins of his people. He was born as a sheep to be slaughtered. Born as that sacrifice for his people. And did the holy and the just, the sovereign of the skies, stoop down to wretchedness and dust, that guilty worms might rise? He took the dying traitor's place and suffered in his stead for man, O miracle of grace, for man that the Saviour bled. Oh, you see, if we've no interest in this birth, then we cannot have an interest in his death. Oh, friends, may our affections be drawn. May our souls be drawn to him. May this Christmas time, by faith, we're led to Bethlehem. It's the beginning. It's the beginning of that glorious work of redemption, the paying of the price, the setting free of the captives, the loosing of the prisoners, the bringing out of bondage, the bringing of the bride. Yeah, to the marriage supper, the beginning of their salvation. Oh, to have an interest in his birth and his life, in his death and glorious resurrection. But it begins at Bethlehem. Oh, friends, may we be like those shepherds who go even unto Bethlehem to see this thing which is come to pass. May there be a making of haste this morning, for unto us, worthless mankind, for unto us a child is born. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day for the Free Grace Evangelistic Association were £1,260, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Parrish will address the Sunday School this afternoon and administer the Lord's Supper after this evening's service. There will be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Robert Field, who also hopes to preach on Tuesday evening, and God willing, Mr. Izzard will preach next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 570. The Lord on high his love proclaims and makes his goodness known to men deserving endless pains. He gave his only Son. Hymn 570.
Thank you.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us each, now and for evermore. Amen.